And now, Radio Free Canton presents Zen Talk with the Venerable Shuying Fa, Abbot of Cloudwater Zendo, and founder of the Zen Society of Cleveland.
Our tradition of Chan certainly has a very rich and varied history. Books are full of all the different teachers and ancestors and enlightened people who came through China and then eventually through Japan and so on and so forth. So there's this wonderful corpus of literature and teaching and tradition and chanting and all these different things that we have. And that's okay. The difficulty with us is we tend to become very over-enamored with all of that. And by doing so, we tend to miss the point entirely. I'm not running down tradition, but come on. We get way too carried away. We're far over the top with it sometimes. We're in an over-the-top culture. This is a very over-the-top culture. Even the phrase over-the-top, which is of recent vintage, is very descriptive. Was that over-the-top? You know, we hear that all the time. Everything from that to supersize it. All you can eat. Notice all the food examples we're getting into here. But we tend to overindulge, and it carries over into almost every other facet of our life, and even in this great meditative tradition that we have, we tend to over-glamorize. And that is contrary to the spirit of this practice. It really, really is. I've probably mentioned to you before about the senior student who I encountered when I was first embarking on this path. Did I ever tell you about him? The fellow who was so enamored with practicing Japanese style Zen. Did I ever tell you about him? I was a novice student. I had just started. And this fellow was one of the senior students of Ogui Sensei. And it's like, ooh, holding him in great respect, and so on and so forth. And he was very strict in his guiding of people in their practice, and so on and so forth. And I thought, well, okay, that's all part of the ambiance. I'll just go with it. And then one day I ran into him on the street. And I don't remember his name, Steve or Bill or something like that. And I said, hi, Bill. And out of his mouth comes, oh, Mike-san, ohayou gozaimashita. And I'm thinking, okay, because I'm just a young student, I won't say anything. If I'd been a slightly older student, I'd say, dude, this is Cleveland. not Kyoto. Why are you talking in Japanese? And a funny accent. You look as European as me. Why are you imitating Ogui Sensei? Talk like you talk. But I didn't do that. And this poor fellow, I hope he got over that. You know, the desire to over-glamorize the Japanese-ness of his Zen, as if it had anything to do with Japanese, Chinese, or any other ease that you can think of. We over-glamorize all of this stuff. We think, oh, I'd like to be like Master Zhao Zhou or Master Lin Ji. You know, like these people walked around with halos and auras glowing off them. I think their end product smelled as bad as ours does. These were not people who ever claimed that they were anything other than normal human beings. I mean, the Buddha never claimed that. No matter how much the Mahayana idealizes the Buddha, and the Mahayana should, the Buddha never said he was anything but a human being, and neither should we. But in our rich tradition, oh, I want to be so much like, well, you already are illiterate rice pounders. You already are hermits. You already are country bumpkins and all of that kind of stuff. So see how we go over the top with all this kind of stuff and how silly it is. You know, we over-romanticize it as if that were going to smooth the path to enlightenment. Oh boy, are we in for a shock. We overdo that. We over-minimize too. Ooh, walking practice. I'm going to take exactly this many centimeters of every step. And if I go 1 centimeter over, oh, I'm not doing it right. Or I'm going to bow exactly 45 degrees. 46, no good. 45, no good. Must do exactly. Must have no margin for error whatsoever. Even when I'm training, I have no margin for error. Anything else, I am not worthy to wear the robe and hold the bowl. BS. You know, we can go the other way with it too. And often we do. We overanalyze, of course. You know, how Tweedledee and Tweedledum are we that way? Well, you see, Chan means that we take a very microscopic view of each moment. We see each microscopic moment in its entirety until microscopic moments upon microscopic moments upon hello, wake up. Or, oh, we take the long view of billions of kalpas of years of thises, of thatses, and the others. We take the long view. You know, we get hung up in long views and short views and in-between views, and that's our problem. We have too many damn views. Views are a real difficulty. Is it the long view or is it the short view? Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! How our minds find ways to pigeonhole things. Some of those pigeonholes are as big as Godzilla. And some of them you can't even see, and yet they're there, and yet we insist on putting things in those pigeonholes and calling it something else so that we think we're getting somewhere. You know, well, I'm going through this stage, and according to the ox herding pictures, next will be this stage. And boy, when I get there, oh, screw the ox herding pictures. You know, the ox herding picture should be burned if they're an impediment to our practice. Yes, the ox herding pictures show the stages of spirit. You know, that's for beginners. That's not for experienced people. That's something that just points us in a kind of a direction. It's not something against which we measure our progress. Oh, those horrible words, measuring our progress in Chan or Zen. Oi. That's when oi really means something, Zev. Oi. Oi vey. Oi gestalt. What we do. We think there are all these stages. And the old master has always told us, what stages? What steps? We are such creatures of method, aren't we? the way to blank in blank easy steps. It's got to be a method. Doing our taxes is a method. Learning to dance is a method. Learning to act is a method. John is a method? I hope not. I hope not for your sake. No method. No method. If we could just see that we are already in the midst of Buddha mind and just enjoy that fact and just live that fact. Instead, we are imagining a locked gate. We imagine a locked gate, and you can't get through a gate that you imagine. You might get through a gate that somebody else made, but you can't get through a gate that is a product of your own imagination. You can't. Because if you could, it wouldn't be your gate anymore. Does that tell you something? That's why the collection of koans is called the Gateless Gate, the Wu Men Quan, or the Gateless Barrier. What barrier? No barrier. If we would just relax to that fact, we can do it for a second. Ah, yes, the Gateless Barrier. And then it begins. However, dot, dot, dot. And that screws us all up. It really does. What is Chan trying to do? It's trying not only to get you to see your so-called true nature, which is simply inexpedient, but to have you see the true nature is all there is. Imagine that. True nature is all there is. If true nature is all there is, what is that that keeps you from realizing that? It's illusory, isn't it? So, this practice should be very, very simple. Any illusions, simply let go, and there you are, not even you. But we don't do that, because we're over the top. Over the top and under the bottom. Why doesn't anybody say under the bottom? Same thing. Over the top, under the bottom, and around the sides. Sounds like an old cigarette commercial, doesn't it? For those of us who are very old, over, under, around, and through, that great pell-mell taste. Sure. Sure. So don't be so over the top in your practice. Don't be so over the top in your realization. Ain't no top. What top? Show me the top. Show me the bottom. Show me the sides. Show me the top and the bottom of the side. Show me. Can anybody show me? What is the top of enlightenment? What is the bottom of enlightenment? What are the sides of enlightenment? They don't exist. They're just your creation hanging in midair. They are the imaginary barrier, the imaginary gate. And like I said, as long as you have that imaginary gate, you're never getting through it. Because when you make something, you make it to last. And by God, it's going to hold you back, whether you like it or not. Now, how stupid does that sound? But that's what we do to ourselves. We're really bad to ourselves that way. So don't be bad to yourself. Don't be unthoughtful to yourself. After all, essentially, I am looking at Buddhas sitting on cushions. So be thoughtful to that Buddha. Be good to that Buddha. Be welcoming to that Buddha. And you will see that that Buddha and you are the same thing, and your imaginary barriers won't exist anymore. Comments or questions? Anecdotes or resumes?
Yeah.
Prajna Sangha of Canton invites you to join us for Zen meditation with the Venerable Shuying Fa. We meet on alternate Mondays at 7 p.m. in the basement of St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 425 Cleveland Avenue Southwest. For more information, go to www.cloudwater.org.